ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We are in the midst of חג הסוכות. Special days that הקדוש ברוך הוא גיבס לחג הסוכות, לתעם ישראל. We are זוכים תתשובה מאהבה. During ימים נוראים, ראש השנה, יום כיפורים, עם ישראל did תשובה, but it was תשובה ערף יראה, ערף פיר. During חג הסוכות, הפסוק זה תשימו לו תחת לראשי וימינו תחבקני, כי ביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא is coming to עם ישראל with love, and עם ישראל ודו תשובה מאהבה. We are these special days. So, בעזר השם, we speak a little bit about ענייני סוכות. Anyways, there is no parasha this week. We're reading parasha of חול המועד. So, we have the famous פסוק about חג הסוכות. That's how the tour starts off the הלכות of סוכה. פסוק סד, בסוכות תשבו שבעת ימים. כל האזרח בישראל ישבו בסוכות, למען ידעו דורותיכם, כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל, והוציאו אותם מארץ מצרים, אני השם אלוקיכם. That's what the פסוק saying, that we should sit in the sukkot, everyone should build sukkah and sit in it, why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made us sit in the sukkot. When we left Mitzrayim, Hashem made us sit in Sukkot. That's what to remember in the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us when we left from Mitzrayim. He commanded us to sit in Sukkot. The obvious question that everyone realizes when we read these Pesukim, the Pesuk said, "Besukkot tishivu shabat yamim." Chaura, the word Besukkot, it's missing Vavim. It's written without Vav at all. It says, "Besakkat tishivu shabat yamim." כל האזרח בישראל ישבו בסקת, also second time, למען ידעו דורותיכם, כי בסקות הושבתי את בני ישראל. That's how it's written, that the all three of them will read them בסוכות, 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 but יש אם למסורת, how it's written, it's written, בסקת ישבו, כל האזרח בישראל ישבו בסקת, למען ידעו דורותיכם, כי בסקות הושבתי את בני ישראל. We have to understand why in the beginning it's written בסוכות without וו, and at the end, למען ידעו דורותיכם, דת כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל. It's written מלא, with a vav. We have to understand why is it written like this. We have the Gemara at the beginning of מסכת סוכה, the vav. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara says, take a look. The first time it's written בסוכות, missing a vav. That means it's coming to teach us, the first word בסוכות, it's coming to teach that I need one dofen. The second time it says Besukot, it's coming to teach me that I need another dofen. The third time it says Besukot, it says plural. Ki Besukot Hoshabti, with a vav. Now it's coming to add another two defanot, total of four defanot. But the Gemara said, the first time the Torah is mentioning the word Sukkot, I needed it for Gufa Anyan. I needed to teach me, the Torah has to say something, you have to sit in Sukkot. You have to build Sukkah. So the first time the Torah writes the word Besukot, it's needed for the topic, to teach us the topic that we have to build Sukkah. So we left off with another time says Besakat, to teach one dofen, and the third time says Besukot, plural. From here we know three defanot. And Halakha L'Mishim Sinai came to teach us that the third dofen is enough to be Tefach Plus. That's how the Gemara explains why the Pasuk said Besakat, Besakat, Besukot. But still we have to understand it also a little bit more Be'ezer HaShem. Why the Torah is telling us like this is the we'll understand Be'ezer HaShem Derech HaMusar in a different way Be'ezer HaShem Itbarach. We have also interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah also, when it says over there, Daf Kaf Chet, after the Mishnah says over there that Nashim are patur from Mizvat Sukkah, ladies, they are not obligated to sit in the sukkah. And that's, we come to the mahloket of the Rishonim. If a lady wants to sit in the sukkah, is she allowed to say bracha when she sits in the sukkah or no? So Rabbeinu Tam, Tosafot, all Chachmei Ashkenazim, they say, any lady, if she wants to do mizvah that she is patur from doing it, she is allowed to do it, she is allowed to say bracha also. That means according to them, to the Ashkenazim, that's how the Aramaz posek, the Ashkenazim are poskim. If a lady wants to sit in the sukkah, she can sit in the sukkah, say bracha. However, for us, the Sfaradim, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they write, said, since that she's patur from sitting in the sukkah, so she's not allowed to say the bracha when she sits in the sukkah. Even if she wants to be mahmir on herself to sit in the sukkah, that's only extra credit. But she's not allowed to say bracha. Why? Because how could she say, "Asher kodeshanu mesutav v'tzvanu l'shev b'sukkah"? You commanded her to sit in the sukkah. She cannot say this. "Asher kodeshanu mesutav v'tzvanu." You commanded us to sit in the sukkah. שיצ פטור פרום סוכה טוטלי. So that's why the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, obviously for us the Sfaradim, also Chacham Abadi Yosef, Alev Shalom, also writes it clearly. For us the Sfaradim, a lady, she's not allowed to say bracha, on any mitzvot aseh she's man gerama, nashim peturot. She's not allowed to say. She wants to shake the lulav, she's not allowed to say bracha. If she wants to shake the lulav without bracha, no problem. She wants to sit in the sukkah without bracha, no problem. She wants to hear the shofar without bracha, no problem. But to say bracha on any mitzvot aseh at a certain time, she's not allowed to say bracha. That's how we are posik. So here the Gemara is asking, how do we know, how do you know that ladies are patur from Mizvat Sukkah? Where does it say in the Torah ladies are patur from Sukkah? It says here, منها نملي لغمرا سكاك في حيات دتانو ربنان إزراح زي إزراح. البسوك said, بسوكوت يشوو كلها إزراح بإسرائيل يشوو بسوكوت. All the native that they are born in Israelim, they have to sit in the Sukkah. Like when I said, Izrah, this is Izrah, doesn't include everyone. Ha Izrah. Ha Izrah, leotzit al-Nashim. Ha Izrah, it's coming to exclude the ladies from sitting in the Sukkah. That's what the Gemara is saying. Why? Ladies, they're not citizen? I don't know. They're not. That's what the Gemara is saying. We have special limud, the extra hey. Ha Izrah, ladies are not called Ha Izrah. Ladies are patur from sitting in the Sukkah. From here, that's the source. That's the source the Gemara brings down over here. Obviously, we have to understand the Gemara, also the Gemara, in Amud Bet, ask also the obvious question, why do I need special pasuk to teach me that ladies are patur from Mizvat Sukkah? We have a rule, Masechet Kedushin. Any Mizvat Aseh, the Mishnah says clearly over there, any Mizvat Aseh that has certain time, like Sukkah, Nashim are patur. So it's a rule, the general rule throughout the whole Torah. I don't need Pasuk to teach me Ha Izrah extra Hey to teach me to exclude ladies from Mizvat Sukkah. I don't need extra limud for this to teach me that ladies are patur. It's a general rule. Mizvat Aseh is manger, why do I need this? The Gemara asks this question. The Gemara answers, it said, no, Sal Kadatin Amina Teshebu Ki'in Taduru Amar Rahmana Ma Dira Ish Ve'eshto Af Sukkah Ish Ve'eshto Kamash Ma'lan. The Gemara says, no, since that the Pasuk, Besukot Teshebu Shabbat Yamin. What does mean Teshebu? The Gemara learns, Teshebu Ki'in Taduru. Same way you live in your house. That's how all these 7 days the Torah said, Tse Medirat Keba, Veshib Medirat Arai. Torah, all these 7 days, the days of the Sukkot, you have to make believe the Sukkah, that's your house. The Sukkah is your house. That's what a person has to have in mind. That's why no wonder Shulchan Aruch, it brings down also l'halakha. The person, he has to eat in the sukkah, he has to drink in the sukkah, he has to sleep in the sukkah, he has l'tayel also b'sukkah. What does mean l'tayel b'sukkah? I don't know. You have to spend time in the sukkah. That's your house. You have to make believe, this is my house. All these 7 days, tzei medirat keba, v'shib medirat aray. That's what the Gemara learns. So here, since that, the Torah said, teshebu, Besukot teshibu shabbat yamin. What does mean teshibu? Just like my house. If I'm sitting in my house, obviously my wife is sitting with me. Where's my wife going to live in a different house? Obviously she's living with me. So she's living with me. And the Torah said you have to live in the sukkah just like you live in the house. So that means teshibu ki'in taduru. Ma dira ish ve'eshto af sukkah ish ve'eshto. I would have thought that ladies are also hayab to sit in the sukkah because the pasuk said teshibu. And the Gemara says teshibu ki'in taduru. That's what I would have thought, that ladies are Hayam Sukkah, even though it's Mizvat Aseh Shezman Gerama. But here the Torah is coming, it's Yosem Naklam. It's exclusion to the rule. We have a rule, Mizvat Aseh it has certain time in Nashim Peturot, but Sukkah, Pasuk said clearly, Teshibuk and Taduru, ladies are also Hayab. Kamash Ma'lan, I would have thought that ladies are also Hayab. That's why I need the extra limud of the Pasuk to teach me, Ha Izrah Leosit and Nashim. Ladies are Patur from Sukkah. That's what the Gemara said, but better shame will understand also why do we need special limud? So clearly, Nashim Peturot, Zvat Aseh Shezman German, Nashim Peturot, why do we need special limud? The Gemara said whatever it says, but we'll explain it better shame different way also. And also, famous Mahloket, what does mean ki besukot hu shabti it bin Israel? Also Mahloket here in Sukkot of Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Also, Mahloket here in the Gemara, what does mean ki besukot? Because I made Bnei Israel sit in Sukkot when they left Mitzrayim. what kind of Sukkot? The Kadosh Baruch Hu put us when we left Mitzrayim. Famous Mahloket, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiba. Rabbi Elazar says, the Gemara says in Sukkah Yud Alef, Rabbi Elazar says it was Anani Kabod. Kadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us with Anani Kabod. And to remember that miracle Hashem did with us, we have to sit in the Sukkah. That's what Rabbi Elazar holds. Rabbi Akiba says, no, Sukkot Mamash. Give us Sukkot to Shavtit Ben Israel. Am Israel and the Midbar, they built. Everyone, he built actual Sukkah. To remember this, that Am Israel, they sat in a Sukkot. Each one built a Sukkah and he sat in it when we left Mitzrayim. To remember this miracle, obviously when you're living in a Sukkah, Sukkah is not Dirat Arai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us even though we were in the Midbar. In the Midbar, Sukkat Arai, it's not going to be enough. You need something strong to save you from all Hayot Ra'ot, what's going on over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us. And nothing happened. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he protected us, he made us miracles when we sat in actual Sukkot when we left from Mitzrayim, according to Rabbi Akiba. But to remember that ness, we have to sit in the Sukkot, that we built Sukkot, sit in it. Famous Mahlokot, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiba. We have here the tour for somehow. You see here, as I told you, it starts off with Chot Sukkah, Siman Tafresh Chafeh. You see, he quotes the Pasuk, בסוכות ישבו של אדם כל, למען ידעות הולכים, כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל, תעלה הכתוב מצוות סוכה בסיעת מצרים. וכן הרבה מצוות, לפי שהוא דבר שראינו בעינינו, באוזנינו שמענו, ואין אדם יכול להכחישנו. והוא המורה על אמיתת מציאות הבורא התעלה, שהוא ברא הכל לרצונו. He says here that you should sit in the Sukkah to remember that you sat in the Sukkot when you left Mitzrayim. He says here the tour, said many mitzvot we see the Torah connects them with Yesiat Mitzrayim. Why? Because he said Yesiat Mitzrayim, everyone saw. We experienced Yesiat Mitzrayim in our eyes. Be'oznenu shama'nu, be'aninu ra'inu. We saw it in our own eyes. So no one could tell us that there was no Yesiat Mitzrayim. We saw it in our own eyes. So many mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he connects it with Yesiat Mitzrayim. So many Yesiat Mitzrayim, we saw it clearly. All the mitzvot, you have to understand, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. והסוכות שאומר הכתוב שהושיבנו בהם, what kind of סוכות? הפסוק said, כי בסוכות הושבת את בני ישראל, הם ענני כבודו שכיפנו בהם, לבל יכה אותנו שרב בשמש. ודוגמה לזה, צובנו לעשות סוכות כדי שנזכור נפלא אותיו ונורא אותיו. That's what he says here, the Torah said, the, what kind of סוכות הקדוש ברוך הוא let us sit when we left מצרים, it was ענני כבוד. So you see clearly, he took the פירוש of רבי אלעזר over the פירוש of רבי עקיבא. So he continues, ואף על פי שהוציאנו מצרים בחודש ניסן, so if that's the case, הקדוש ברוך הוא surrounded us by ענני כבוד, when? Right when we left מצרים. When we left מצרים, surrounded us by ענני כבוד. So it fits more that we should build סוכות on חג הפסח. That's the time that when we got this, when Hashem surrounded us by סוכות, by חג הפסח, when we left מצרים. So on חג הפסח, the מזבאה, we have to build סוכה, so to know. Why we delay the מזבאה of סוכה until So said, אף על פי שהוציאנו מצרים בחודש ניסן, לא צווינו לעשות סוכה באותו זמן, why? Famous פירוש, everyone knows, לפי שהוא ימות הקיץ, ודרך כל האדם לעשות סוכה לצל, ולא הייתה נכרת עשייתנו בהם, שהם במצוות הבורא יתברך. ולכן צווה אותנו שנעשה סוכות בחודש השביעי, שהוא זמן הגשמים, ודרך כל האדם לצאת מסוכתו ולשב בביתו, ואנחנו יוצאים מן הבית לשב בסוכה. בזה ייראה לכל שמצוות המלך היא עלינו לעשותה. So he said, famous פירוש, that he said, normally, if Hashem would have commanded us to sit in the Sukkot in חג הפסח, said, everyone, in חג הפסח, that's when the spring starts, everyone leaves the house, and the people, they go out, go on vacation, build tents, they go outside. That's the time the weather becoming nicer. So if you're going to build Sukkah by חג הפסח, it doesn't show that we're doing it because of the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone's going to see us sitting in the Sukkah, what is he going to say? At the end of spring, everyone's going outside. He's also, he went to the backyard. He built some nice shade. He wants to sit over there. It's a nice breeze. So he went outside. But in Chag HaSukkot now, see, it's raining outside. So now everyone goes inside. We go outside. Now, why are you going outside? So you're going outside. This is the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here now we can tell clearly why we're doing this mitzvah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, not because it's nice outside. Adrabah, now the weather is becoming worse and worse. We have to come inside now. It's the time to come inside. אלא, we do it דווקא to go outside to teach us. That's what the Torah brings down. We'll understand also בעזר השם later on, different פירוש also. We start בעזר השם התברך with we have an interesting מדרש. The מדרש רבה tells us here about the three guests that they came to Abraham Avinu וישא עיניו ביער והנה שלושה אנשים נצבים עליו. כן? ויער, ויער עושה לקראתם פתח האוהל וישתחו ארצה. So three guests are coming after he did ברית מילה ויום שלישי למילתו. Like the פסוקים says over there. So they went outside and agreed the מלאכים. And he gave them שלוש לשונות בחרדל. He did a lot for them. So he did, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he saw how much Abraham Avinu is running after the מזבח גמילות חסדים. Hashem rewarded him accordingly. So here, the Midrash Rabbah says here, Parasha Memchet, Parashat Vayera. Parasha Memchet, Siman Yud, Vayomar, Adonai, Imna Masati Hen Be'enecha, Allah Ta'bor Me'al Abdecha. Taner Bihya says the Midrash, Lagadol Shebahen Amar Zi Michael. Here, the Mahloket, Vayomar, Adonai, Imna Masati Hen Be'enecha, Allah Ta'bor Me'al Abdecha. Who is he talking to? Rashi brings two Pirushim, also the Midrash. There are two Pirushim. One Pirush, he was talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yomar Amunai, he was talking to Hashem. Different Pirush, he read the Midrash saying, L'gadol Shebahen Amar. He was talking to the Gadol of the three Malachim that they came, three people that came to see him. The most Hashub person from those three, he was talking to him. Like when a person is talking to his friend, told him, Adoni, what's Adoni, my master? Here now he's talking to them in plural, he told him, Adonai. But really, he was referring, he was talking, he was facing the Gadol Shebahem. Amar yukahna mi'atmaim. Let me take some water to wash your feet. Now you're coming on the way. To wash your feet a little bit. And then I'll invite you to my tent to eat. Rabbi Elazar, b'shem Rabbi Simai Amar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abraham, Ata amarta yukahna mi'atmaim, Hayecha, she'ani porei'a lebanecha b'medbar u'b'yishub u'l'atid labo. Because you gave these guests, he gave them some water, me'at ma'im, a little bit water to wash their feet. You're respecting them. You're giving them some kibud. You're doing kibud orhim, chnasat orhim. I'm going to reward your kids, Abraham Avinu, your descendants. I'm going to give them a lot of water in the midbar. And when they go to Eretz Israel, and also la'atid labo, I'm also going to give them a lot of water. Why? Because of some water that you respected the guests with. So the Midrash, he says here, hada udkhtim. אז ישיר ישראל את השירה הזאת, עלי בער עינו לה, הרי במדבר. You see that עם ישראל in the מדבר, they got בער מים, they were singing. עלי בער עינו לה, בער חפרו השרים, קראו הנדבי עם, חוקק ממשענותם. All that, עם ישראל, קדוש ברוך הוא rewarded them in the מדבר, in the desert. He gave them a well, בערה של מרים. They were praising קדוש ברוך הוא. So you see from here, קדוש ברוך הוא rewarded us with water, a lot of water, in the זכות of אברהם אבינו, that's in the מדבר. בארץ כנען מנעין, זה פסוק של מפורש, ארץ נחלי מים, עיינות ותומות, יוצאים בבקעה ובהר. קדוש ברוך הוא is taking us to ארץ ישראל. ארץ עיינות ותומות, you have a lot of wells, you have a lot of מעיינות, springs, you have a lot of water, you have over there. You don't have to worry about it. So that's why, because of the zikut of the some water that Abraham gave to the Malachim. לעתיד לבוא, also Hashem is going to reward us with water, תלמוד לומר, מנעין, לעתיד לבוא מנעין, תלמוד לומר, ביום ההוא לעתיד לבוא, יצאו מים חיים מירושלים, חציים אל הים הקדמוני וחציים אל הים האחרון, בקיס בחורף יהיה. And that's what the פסוק also said, לעתיד לבוא, also Hashem is going to give us water. That's number one. אתה אמרת ורחסו רגליכם, you told the guest, you should wash your feet, חייך, שאני פורע לבניך במדבר וביישוב ולעתיד לבוא. Same thing, it's going to reward. במדבר מנעין שנאמר, וארחצך במים. השם, כביכול, is going to cleanse us, going to wash us from our עוונות, from our sins. That's where, וארחצך במים. That's במדבר. ביישוב מנעין שנאמר, רחסו וזכו, הסירו רוע מעליכם נגד עיניי. רחסו וזכו, also, it's going to shower us, it's going to cleansing us from our avonon. לעתיד לבוא מנעין שנאמר, אם רחס השם את צועת בנות ציון. Also, the word רחס, השם is going to wash us out from all of our sins. And what זכות? זכות, את אברהם אבינו, gave some water to the מלאכים to wash their feet. אתה אמרת וישענו תחת העץ, you told the guests to sit under the tree, to rest under the tree. חייך שאני פורע לבניך במדבר, ביישוב ולעתיד לבוא. שנאמר, פרס ענן למסע אחרי במדבר. הקדוש ברוך הוא, פרוט עשה ענני כבוד, תובי מסכך on top of us, he made a sort of סוכה, just like the Abraham, he told the guest to sit under the tree, to have some shade from the sun. הקדוש ברוך הוא also gave us a special סכך, which is ענני כבוד. תק רבי אלעזר. That's במדבר. בארץ מנעין, שנאמר, בסוכות ישבו שבעת ימים, you have to sit in the סוכות. What kind of סוכות? To sit in the סוכה. Why? You have to sit in the shade of the sukkah. That's how Hashem rewarded us, because Abraham told the malachim to sit under the shade of the tree. לעתיד לבוא מנעין, שנאמר, וסוכה תהיה לצל יומם מחורב, לעתיד לבוא לפסוק סוכה ימר. You see here, whatever Abraham Avinu did, he did little, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he rewarded his descendants with a lot. במדבר, and by Yishub, and לעתיד לבוא. And because he told him he should rest under the tree, וישענו תחת העץ, Hashem rewarded us by מצוות סוכה. Let's hear what the Midrash says. I saw what the מפרשים, they asked on that Midrash, said, we have הלכה, את פרוד דן לשולחן ערוך, right at the beginning, סימן תפרש חבב, שולחן ערוך brings down, said, what happened if a guy, he is building his סוכה under a tree? Is that סוכה kosher or not kosher? So שולחן ערוך said, it depends. Have a lot of details. He tells us here. He said, "Tefresh chafav seif alef." He said, "Ausei sukato tachat ha'elan." Yesh omrim shim ha'elan tzillato meruba mechamato pesula b'chol anyan. Af im ha'suka tzillata meruba mechamata. So he said, "We have to look at the tree itself. Does the tree brings more shade than sun, or more sun than shade? If the tree on its own." It has more shade than the sun, then I don't care what kind of sukkah you build under it. Such a sukkah is totally pasul. However, if the tree does not give so much shade, it gives a little bit shade. But mostly, you see, under the tree, you get more sun. Mostly you get sun, you get some shade, a few branches, you know, one branch here, one branch there, going on top. Okay. Such a tree, he said, if you build sukkah under it, now we take a look at the sukkah itself. If the sukkah itself, it has more shade than sun because of the schach itself, forget about the tree. Let's say we put that sukkah in a different place, and I still get more shade than sun because of the schach, then such a sukkah, if it's built under a tree that gives more sun than shade, I hope you're following up, such a sukkah, he said, it's kosher. Why? Because the sukkah on its own has more shade than sun, and the tree on top of it has more sun than shade. So it means the tree came and deleted me as if the tree is not there, and the sukkah on its own, sukkah kshira. So such a sukkah is kosher. However, said if the tree gives more sun than shade, and the schach itself it also gives more sun than shade, but combined together between the some shade that the schach is giving and some shade that the tree is giving, if you're going to combine both shades, now you're going to get more shade than sun, then such a sukkah, I said, as is pasul, unless if you bend down the leaves of the tree, bend down the branches of the tree, you mix them with the schach, and the schach is going to be the majority, and then such a sukkah, it's kosher, even though he did not cut it yet. He didn't cut the branches. If you cut the branches, then it's kosher sukkah, nothing to talk about. He didn't cut them. Just he bent them down, and you combined it with the schach that you have in the sukkah. From combined the tree and the schach itself, you have now we have more shade than sun, sukkah kshira. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch writes. So here now, they ask about Abraham Avinu, when he made them sit under the sukkah, Hashem rewarded us that we should sit in the sukkah. So did Abraham Avinu let them sit under a sukkah or under a tree? If Abraham Avinu let the Malachim sit under a tree, why Hashem he told us we have to sit under a sukkah and not under a tree? Ela mistama that Abraham Avinu, he built his own sukkah under the tree. And he made them sit in such a sukkah. But now, said, in what case is such a sukkah is kosher? Said, not every case is kosher. Said, it must have been that Abraham Avinu, he built his sukkah, he made them sit tahat ha'ais, not tahat ha'ais alone. Obviously, he built sukkah because the Gemara said that they came to him, the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara said that when the Malachim, they came to him, he told him, لموعد هزي بشنا, not لموعد that إليشاع, he told him, next year, لموعد أشوب إليخا كعيد حياة وصارا بين. Next holiday, I'm going to come to you, and Sarah is going to have a baby. The Gemara is bothered. Which holiday they came to Abraham Avinu, and they're telling him, the next holiday that's coming up, Sarah's going to have a baby. When did they come to him? If they came to him in Pesach, and what's the next holiday after Pesach? Shavuot. How many days do you have between Pesach and Shavuot? 50 days. That's what Sefirat HaOmer. Is it possible that Sarah, she's going to give birth in 50 days? Doesn't make sense. Ella, what are you going to tell me? They came to him in Shavuot, and he told him next holiday, which is Sukkot, Sarah's going to have a baby. Still also not possible. They have 4.5 months. 4.5 months, there's no way for Sarah to get pregnant and give birth with 4.5 months. And that cannot be. Ella, they came to him in Hag Sukkot, and they told him, next holiday, Sarah's gonna have a baby. They came in Hag Sukkot. Between Sukkot and Pesach, you have 6 months. The Gemara also asked, 6 months also, that's impossible for to give birth in 6 months. The Gemara said, no, that year it was Shana Me'oberet, like this year is coming now. They have two Adars. So she gave birth in 7 months. They came to him in Hag Sukkot, and they told him, next holiday day, we're going to come to you, which is Hag Pesach, Sarah's going to have a boy. How many months you have in between? You have 7 months, because you have two Adars. Shana Me'oberet, that's what the Gemara brings down. That's what the Hakim tells us. That's what you see clearly. The Tosafot also say that they came to him when? Hag Sukkot. And they told him next holiday, Sarah's going to give birth. That they came to him in Hag Sukkot. So Hag Sukkot, obviously Abraham Avinu, he did not build Sukkah in Hag Sukkot. Of course. I gave a Sheshama Abraham Bekoli, Beishmor, Mishmarti, Mitzvotai, Chukotai, Betorotai. Yeah, Abraham Avinu fulfilled all the mitzvot. Even mitzvot derabbanan, afilo arov tevshilin. Some nuschaot they say, even arov tevshilin Abraham Avinu did. Even mitzvot derabbanan. Kol shekem mitzvot sukkah, mitzvah min haTorah. For sure, Abraham Avinu built sukkah and he sat in a sukkah. So when the three guests came to him, he's not gonna invite the guests to let them sit where, in the house, in the tent, and he's sitting in the sukkah. Doesn't make sense. Yeah, for sure, he let them sit under the sukkah, but his sukkah was under the tree. Abraham Avinu Sukkah was under the tree. Such a Sukkah, he let them sit on it. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he rewarded us by Mizbat Sukkah. That's why we have halakhot. If Sukkah is under the tree, what's the halakhot? We have also halakhot about this. That's, we'll understand also by Ezer Shem more clearly soon. But that's the idea so far. The Farshim, they also asked, said, over there, when the Malachim came to Abraham Avinu, Pasuk said, V'hu omed alehim tahat ha'etz v'yokhilu. What does it mean, V'hu omed alehim tahat ha'etz v'yokhilu? And Farshim say, Rashi brings down, he was serving them. He was standing, you know, serving them, and they ate. Then Farshim, they ask, said, is that how Abraham Avinu, that from him, from Abraham Avinu, we learn all the dini of Echnasat Orhim? Abraham Avinu, he was the most Machnis Orhim that we found in the whole Torah. He was the Machnis Orhim. And did you ever hear that someone invites you to his house to eat? And the Baal Abayit, the owner of the house, does not eat. He gives the guests to eat, and he stands next to them, watch them what they're eating. Is that the Derecher? Is that Kabod? Abraham Avinu, he invited the guests, the three guests, to come to him. Doesn't say that he ate. They ate. Why he didn't eat? Khawra, is that Echnasat Orhim? And the Amlitzu Hazal, there's a Pasuk said, Sadiq Ochel Lisoba Nafsho. What does it mean, Sadiq Ochel Lisoba Nafsho? Hakim, they explained, said, Sadiq, if he invites people, even though he's Sabaya, still Ochel. Sadiq Ochel, even though Soba Nafsho. Why? Because it's not nice, it's not Derech Eres to tell the guests to sit down to eat and you're not eating, and you're sitting next to them and watching them. How many bites they're taking, how many cups they're drinking. Not nice. What kind of Chenasat Orhim is this? Why Abraham Avinu, he wasn't eating with them? Chaurad, it must have been that there is a good reason. Why he wasn't eating with them? Tahat ha'etz v'yochelu, they were eating, not them, not he, Abraham Avinu, he wasn't eating. Why not? Is that Echnasat Orhim? So I saw something beautiful. He quotes here in Sefer Shem Rosh, Daf Kuf Pe, he quotes here from Sefer Hakal Yitzhak. I read what he writes. He said, V'kashe, after he brings that Abraham Avinu, he made the Malachim sit under the tree, V'hayu yoshbim tahtav ki tahat ha'sukah. Said Vikashe, Harikai Malan, they now seen Sukkah Tahat Ailan. Elam Ken, Spila Anafim Shila Alan, Ve Arbibam Amaskach. Beazi Yeskach Rabbi Alehim Batilam. So they said, if you have such a Sukkah that was built under a tree, the only way such a Sukkah could be kosher is only if the tree gives more sun than shade, and the Sukkah itself, either it has more shade than sun, Or if it has more sun than shade, you have to bend down the branches of the tree and combine them together. That's the only way it could be kosher, if it's built under a tree. So, V'ayin sham b'turi zahab sheyeksha, haray in batalim asur l'chatti halam. He said, how could you bend down the branches of the tree and mix them together with the schach? And then they're going to be batil with the schach. If the schach is the majority and the branches are the minority, they could be batil with the schach. And we consider as if the whole thing is schach, kasher. So, but now you bending the branches of the tree, you're batil asur l'chatti halam. Person is not allowed to cooking meat. And it's cooking a big pot of meat. So I said, you know what? I'm going to put a few drops of milk that I know for sure I have 60 more than. I have 60 times more. Is he allowed to put a few drops of milk? So asur. You're not allowed to. So how come here Hakim said you are allowed to bend down the branches of the tree and mix them together? So he says here, this is only Mdrabanan. והנה מלא במקום שנהנה, אבל במצוות, לא ולא נותנתנו. That's what he said. He said, the only אסור, that אסור לבטל, אסור מלכתי חלה, that's אסור מדרבנן. The whole אסור, אסור מדרבנן. And here, when you're doing מצווה, you're not supposed to benefit from the מצווה. So he said here, it wasn't a problem for אברהם אבינו. Now, he continues here, we get to our point. והנה, הדה שאין אברהם את המלאכים בסוכה, הוא על פי הגמרא דקאי בחג וכאמר לי בניסן. ועין שם התוספות, בסוכות באו מלאכים אברהם. That's the Gemara that we mentioned in Rosh Hashanah, that the מלאכים they came to אברהם אבינו לחג הסוכות, and he told them, next holiday, which is חג הפסח, Sarah is going to have a baby. זה אותה שנה מעוברת הייתה, תעשו עדרים, everything is fine. So he says, אכן קשה, מדוע לוח ניסן בסוכה ממש? How come אברהם אבינו, he didn't let them sit in a kosher סוכה? Why let them sit in such a sukkah that you have to combine the branches of the tree together with the schach to make the sukkah kosher? So he said, "Ki hene bevaday haya l'Avraham Avinu sukkah toba." Obviously, Avraham Avinu he had kosher sukkah for himself. Where Avraham Avinu was sitting, mistama that he has kosher sukkah. Avraham Avinu he wouldn't rely on combining the branches of the tree. If he could do it in regular sukkah, why you want to combine the branches of the tree? That's not the normal way of doing sukkah. If a guy is has no other place and there's three on top of him, whatever the case is, he has to rely on this halakha, no problem. But if you have a different place to build sukkah, build it a different place. Avraham Avinu, vaday. There's nothing preventing him from building kosher sukkah. So why Avraham Avinu, mistama, he had kosher sukkah? Why he didn't let the malachim sit in kosher sukkah, but rather he let them sit in such a sukkah that it was built under the tree? Why? ויש לומר, על פי מה שכתב רשי, דכי הערבים נדמו לו. So Rashi says that these three guests, the three מלאכים לתקן את אברהם אבינו, they appear to אברהם אבינו as three goyim. That's what the Midrash said, Rashi also brings down. The what? That in the eyes of אברהם אבינו, he looked at them like they're עובדי עבודה זרה, they're goyim. So they appear to him like goyim, like עובדי עבודה זרה. He said, ואם כן היה מסופק אם הם מלאכים או ערבים. אברהם אבינו, he wasn't sure about these three מלאכים. Are they goyim, עובדי עבודה זרה, or they are מלאכים? He wasn't sure. ודיברתי עם מרן, האם נכון להכניס עובדי כוכבים לסוכה? He said, here's ספר חכה ליצחק. He said, he spoke with his rabbi. He said, is it, are we allowed to let person who's עובד עבודה זרה enter our סוכה? והסכים שלא להכניסו. רק לשאת החוצה ולדבר עמו. כדאיתא, החל, מסכת כלים, המשנה סייז, החל מקודש, שאין עובדי כוכבים נכנסים לשם. ומסתברה, דסוכה ודאי קדושתה כהחל. So at least the סוכה has the same קדושה of the החל surrounding בית המקדש. So it's מסתמד over there, since over there גויים, עובדי עבודה זרה, they're not allowed to enter over there. מסתמד also סוכה, you're not allowed to let person who's עובד עבודה זרה to enter your סוכה. So he said, if that's the case, על כן, לא ידע אברהם אבינו מה לעשות עם המלאכים. He saw these three people, he's not sure, are they מלאכים, or they are עובדי עבודה זרה. He doesn't know. אם להכניסן לסוכה שלו, או לא, זה שם ערבים הם. He didn't know what to do. Are they גויים, or they are מלאכים? ועל כן, תחכם לעשות סוכה תחת האלם, ולהרבות שכח על הענפים של האלם. So that's why אברהם אבינו, he let them sit under such a סוכה that was built under a tree to combine the branches of the tree together with the schach to make it kosher sukkah. where is he getting out of this? He said, "Dim manafshach. Im abdei Hashem itbarachem, harei anafim itbatalu barov, v'sukak shirai. If they are melachim, halacha said, if you bend the shulchan aruch, if you bend the branches of the tree, combine them with the schach, it's kosher sukkah. So you let them sit in kosher sukkah. V'im arabiyim hem, if they are goyim, abdei avodah zarah. So he said, halo katab b'tibat gome, sefer tibat gome, de ben noach lo omrin al batul barob. De dabar zeh haddisha ha-torah le-israel, ve-lo le-ben noach. Ve-im ken, lav sukahi. Ve-yicholin gam abdei kuchavim l-shib betucha. So he says here, he said, if they are goyim abdei abdei zara, then by them, he brings down here from sefer tibat gome, said, by them, that rule, batul barob, doesn't apply to goyim. That's haddush, the Torah was mahadeshet for Am Israel. But for a goy, no such a halakha, no such deen. So for them, as if the sukkah, it's hamata mirubam salata, you cannot combine the branches that you bend down to the schach, you cannot combine them together. If they are goyim, for their halakhot, it cannot be combined together. So such a sukkah, it's hamata mirubam salata, and sukkah psula. Sukkah psula, there's no problem to let someone who's Abed Abed Azara enter sukkah psula. The whole problem, you're not supposed to invite Abed Abed Azara to your sukkah, that if it was kosher sukkah, but if it was sukkah psula, do whatever you want. It's not sukkah. That's why Abraham Avinu, he picked Dafka to build sukkah under the tree. In such a case that he could rely on bitul, we have to combine the branches together with the schach to be mibatel. Why? Because manafshach. If they are goyim, then such a sukkah is psula. No problem to invite goyim to it. If they are malachim, halacha says, batel barov, halacha shulchan aruch, kosher sukkah. No problem. That's what he said. That's why he built a special sukkah. Now the problem that we have, what happened if a person, bitul here, now here we're relying on bitul. We're relying on bitul. You bend down a few branches of the tree, you mix them with the schach, and everything's batel. Now we have different halakha, but it's similar to it. So we have halakha, l'chot Shabbat, siman shini l'tchayet. If a person cooks on Shabbat, b'mezid. Someone did, he cooked on Shabbat, b'mezid. Is he allowed to eat from that food that he cooked on Shabbat or no? So halakha says, this is the three-way machloket, we are posik like Rabbi Meir. Someone cooks on Shabbat, b'mezid, so it's for him, that food is not allowed to eat it forever. Even after Shabbat, he's not allowed to eat that food. But for others that he didn't have them in mind, he didn't cook for them, like the neighbors, that anyone who didn't have in mind while he was cooking on Shabbat, for them, they are allowed to eat that food after Shabbat. On Shabbat, no one's allowed to eat that food. Why? Because it was cooked b'mezid. Anything that was done on Shabbat b'mezid purposely, on Shabbat, no one's allowed to benefit from it. After Shabbat, the person that he did not have him in mind, he could eat it after Shabbat. But for him that he cooked on Shabbat b'mezid, even after Shabbat is not allowed to eat it forever. He's not allowed to eat that food at home. That's a halakha. Now the poskim, the haronim, they speak about Magen Abraham, Ben Ishchai, Rabbi Alim, all the poskim speak about it. What happened if a guy, he cooked on Shabbat b'mezid, that means his food, that food that he cooked, he is not allowed to eat it forever. Even after Shabbat, he's not allowed to eat it. What happened if that food on Shabbat got mixed up with different food, and now it's batel with the other food? A guy, I don't know, he cooked one potato on Shabbat. It was raw. He cooked it b'mezid on Shabbat. And by mistake, he took that potato, he threw it inside the hamin. By mistake, it fell inside the hamin. And now they don't know which potato that was cooked right now. You have a lot of potatoes over there. I don't know. What's batel? Is he allowed to eat such a food or no? So now here we have different halakha. We have halakha dabar sheyesh lo matirin afilu ba'elef lo batin. What does mean? Said anything that was, for example, the Gemara brings, famous example, the Gemara brings down Masechet Bitza. If you have a chicken that laid an egg on Yom Tov, that egg you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov. Now what happened if that egg got mixed up with different eggs? And you don't know which egg was just laid or the eggs that I have from before. It got mixed up. You don't know. So Hakim said, the Gemara says, since that the egg that was born on Yom Tov, you could eat it, the actual egg, you could eat it after Yom Tov. So that's called Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Afilu Be'elef Lo Batil. Even if such an egg got mixed up with 1,000 eggs, 10,000 eggs, there's no betul. Everything's asur on Yom Tov. Wait until after Yom Tov, everything's going to be mutar. But on Yom Tov, since that there is therefore it after Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. You have to wait until after. That's the bar sheyesh lo matirim. But if it was the bar sheyin lo matirim, then it could be batel. That's what Aran explains over there. He says, don't rely on bitul. If that food itself is going to be mutar after a certain time, it's going to be mutar. Like bitsa shel nadav yom tov, only yom tov it's asura. After yom tov, it's going to be mutaret. That same besat could be mutaret after yom tov. So if it got mixed up with different betsim, everything is asur. But something that has no heter forever, then we have to rely on bitul. Torah hasa al mamunan shel Israel, you have to rely on bitul. That's halacha. So now we'll go back to the question. If a guy he cooked potato on Shabbat b'mezid, and that potato got mixed up with the cholent that he's making, and now he doesn't know which potato is it. He have a lot of potatoes got mixed up. Is it mutar to eat the cholent or no? So they follow the halakha. For the person who cooked it b'mezid, for him, when is that potato is going to be mutar? Never. It's always asur for him. That potato that he cooked on Shabbat b'mezid, it's always asur. Even after Shabbat, asur for him. So for him, it should be batel. He is allowed to eat the cholent. But for someone else who did not do the abira, he didn't do anything, now he sees that he saw that one potato fell down, and that potato for that person is going to be mutar after Shabbat. So that means now, for him, for the other person, it's called dabar sheyesh lo matirim. So the whole cholent is asur. What do we follow now? That could it be that the person who did the abira b'mezid, he is allowed to eat from that cholent, and the guy who tzaddik, he didn't do anything, you're not allowed to eat from the cholent. Why? Because the potato that was cooked on Shabbat b'mezid got mixed up in it. You're making hukhavet lulay. For the person who did the abira, he's allowed to eat it. For the person who didn't do anything, you cannot eat it. Doesn't make sense. That's why Ben Shai comes along and Rabbi Alim said, this halakha sounds funny in the eyes of the Beriyot, sounds funny because they don't know all these details. Sounds funny. For the person who cooked it b'mezid, he could eat it. The guy who didn't do any abira, you're not allowed to eat it. It sounds funny. That's why Ben Ishai says, we should be osir for everyone. The same way for others, the cholent is asur on Shabbat. Also for the person who cooked that potato b'mezid, even though according to the halakha, for him it should be mutar. Why? Because for him, the bar she'en lo matirim should be mutar. But if you're going to tell him like this, the halakha is going to look funny in the eyes of the beriyot. That's why we have to be osir for everyone. That's what the Ben Ishai brings down. Comes the Hakam Abadi Yosef, he said, no, if you're scared about that problem, let's make it mutar for everyone. Not asur for everyone. Make it mutar for everyone. That's what Hakam Abadi has posed. Whatever it is, that's a mahloket, how to understand it. Ben Ishai said, for everyone it's asur. Hakam Abadi said, for everyone it's mutar. Comes Magen Abraham, over there in Chod Shabbat Shin Yot Hayet. He says, I don't care. We look at the owner of the food. The cholent belongs to who? If that cholent belonged to the person who cooked the potato b'mezid, and for him, it's the bar she'eno matirim. So if it's mutar for him, mutar for others. But if that cholent belongs to other people, now, since that for them, it's their cholent. If for them it's asur because the bar she'esh lo matirim, they threw the potato, for them it's mutar after Shabbat. For them, the bar she'esh lo matirim, it's asur b'Shabbat. Also for the guy who cooked it, also asur. We follow the owner of that food. That's what Magen Abraham brings down. Now, if you remember what I told you about Abraham Abinu, he let the Malachim sit under Sukkah, that he bent the branches of the tree, he mixed them together with the Schach. Now we said we have to rely on Bitul. So we said, Manavshach, if they are Goyim, the Bitul, Halachot Bitul doesn't apply by them. That's why Sukkah is Psula, no problem, he could let them sit in such a Sukkah. And if they are Malachim, then they have Bitul. You have bitul, then sukkah is kosher, combining between the branches of the tree and the schach, combined from both of them, you have more shade than sun, sukkah is kosher, he let them sit in it. That's why Abraham, you know, he did not let them sit in his regular sukkah, kosher sukkah, because maybe they are Abdi Abudah Zara. They're not supposed to let them enter such a sukkah. That's why he let them sit in such a sukkah. Now, man of shach, he's safe. But according to the Magen Abraham, he said, I don't care about if they are goyim, they are this. We look at the owner of the sukkah. The owner of the sukkah, who's he? Abraham Abinu. The sukkah that was built under the tree is Abraham Abinu. So for him, איזה ברוך השם, איזה נת עובד עבודה זרה, איזה צדיק, איזה בן אדם צדיק. So for him, they have din of bitul. That means for him, the sukkah is kosher sukkah. So I don't care, any person gonna invite to it, I don't care about him. He care about the owner of the sukkah. The owner of the sukkah is Avraham Avinu. Sukkah is kosher. So we'll come back to the same question. How could he let the malachim enter such a sukkah? Maybe they are Avodei Avodah Zarah. Ela, he says here, he says we must say, וימכן בסוכתו של אברהם אשר אצלו שייך דין בתול ונעשה שכך כשר, אם כן הווה סוכה כשרה לכל העלמה, גם לערביים. ועדיין ישבו בסוכה כשרה, הוא כדי לא תמצאת של הסוכה. צריכים לומר שאברהם אבינו הקנה להם את הסוכה קודם שחבטנו בטלן, והייתה סוכתם. He said, according to this, we must say that אברהם אבינו, before he let them sit in such a sukkah, he donated the sukkah to them. Now it's your sukkah. I'm donating the sukkah to you. Now it's their sukkah. Now, man, if they are Yehudim, they have din batul, sukkah kshira. If they are goyim, they don't have din batul, and it's their sukkah, and sukkah psula, no problem. You could enter such a sukkah. That's what he brings down over here, you know, to understand these things. Based on this, we understand how come Abraham Avinu, he did not eat with them. We ask, he invited them to such a sukkah, to sit under a sukkah. He was serving them. He didn't eat with them. Is that their chiras not to eat with your guest? Ella Abraham Abinu is not sure about such a sukkah, if it's kosher sukkah or pasu sukkah, depending on them. If they are malachim, then it's kosher sukkah, then he could eat in it. But if they are goyim, abudei abudei zara, then such a sukkah, sukkah psula. And we said that he donated the sukkah to them. Sukkah belonged to them. Otherwise, doesn't help all these pulpulin that we said. He must donate the sukkah to them. Now the sukkah belonged to these three guests that they came. If they are goyim, abudei abudei zara, then such a sukkah is sukkah psula. So how could Abraham Abinu eat in such a sukkah psula? Abraham Abinu cannot eat in sukkah psula. Even what are you going to tell me? Maybe at least let him eat something less than kabetza. So up to kabetza, you are allowed to eat outside the sukkah. But he said, Abraham Avinu, obviously he wants to be Mahmir. He told you so many times, the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah. The Mishnah brings down and said, once they brought a cup of water to Rabban Gamliel to drink it, and he told them, I'm not going to drink it outside the Sukkah. I want to drink it only inside the Sukkah. And once they brought to Rabbi Tzadok, he brought him bread, kabetza. He ate it without Sukkah. The Gemara says, if you see someone that is Mekel, like Rabbi Tzadok, don't say anything bad about him. He's doing according to the halakha. If you're eating bread up to kabetza, less than kabetza, no problem. You are allowed to eat it outside the sukkah, no problem. You don't do any abira. But on the other hand, if you see someone that he wants to be mahmir, even cup of water, he does not want to drink outside the sukkah, only inside the sukkah he wants to drink, even water. That's for sure, you do not need to drink the water inside the sukkah, but he wants to be mahmir. Don't say this guy is too much. He said, no, Rabban Gamliel, you want to be mahmir, you could be mahmir. You want to be mekel, halakha, no problem. That means if you see someone extra mahmir, don't speak bad about him. If you see someone is mekel, don't speak bad about him. That is, how come he's eating outside the sukkah? It's mutar, shulchan aruch, mutar. Less than kabetza, he could eat outside the sukkah. Don't speak anything about others. As long as they're following the shulchan aruch, nothing to speak about them. They want to be mahmir, they can be mahmir. Here, Abraham Avinu, he did not want to eat in such a sukkah. Why? Because he's not sure if these three guests are malachim and the sukkah is kosher sukkah and he could eat over there. But maybe they are three goyim, abudei abudei zara. And their sukkah is sukkah psula, he's not allowed to eat over there. That's why Abraham Avinu, he did not eat Abraham Avinu. Why? Because he wasn't sure if such a sukkah is kosher or not kosher. That's why he didn't eat. Now, we told you in the beginning, we read from the tour that how come we sit in the sukkah in the during Sukkot time and not during Pesach time, because that's when we left Mitzrayim. He brings down here, I saw on a graph, Gaon Mivilna, he brings down here an interesting pirush. We'll get straight to our pirush. Yes, your arichut, it's nice to read it, but we don't have so much time, so we'll get straight to the point. So it says here, ובזה יתורס, here, שיר שירים פרק א' פסוק דלת, ובזה יתורס מה שיקשו עין בתור אורח חיים סמת אפרש חפה, what we read from the tour, למה אנחנו עושים סוכות בתשרי, and not בפסח? If Hashem put us in סוכות בפסח, when we left Mitzrayim, how come we don't sit in סוכות in פסח? said kevan shehu neged hakef ananei kabod, היה ראוי לעשות זה בניסן, כי בניסן היה תחלת הכף עננים. אבל נראה, לפי שכשעשו את העגל, נסתלקו העננים. זה גאון מבין, זה דיוראית, את ויסת נסוקה, זכר לענני כבוד, זאת אומרת, התורס פוסק לקרבי לעזר, נת לקרבי עקיבה, וואי ויסת נסוקה, כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל, עוד כאן בסוכות, ענני כבוד, נת סוכות ממש. לקרבי לעזר, זה צד שענני כבוד, את ויגעת, when we left מצרים, ענני כבוד left us after we did עבון העגל. That's why said it's not proper to sit in the sukkah, which is remiss to ענני כבוד, right after we left Mitzrayim and Chag HaPesach, we should build sukkah and sit in the sukkah, said it's not nice. Why? Because you're still in the sukkah, remiss to ענני כבוד. And the whole ענני כבוד that we got when we left Mitzrayim, the ענני כבוד left us because of our sin, because we did עבון העגל. So he said, it's the kibyachol, you're starting, you know, you're teasing Am Yisrael. You sit in the Sukkot and Chag HaPesach to remember Anei Kabod that left because of your avonot. It's not the Kabod. That's why he said, we do not sit in the Sukkah, which is representing Anei Kabod right after we left Mitzrayim. But when do we sit? Tadvav Betshrei. What's so special about the Tadvav Betshrei? אבל נראה, לפי שכשעשו את העגל, נסתלקו העננים, ואז לא חזרו עד שהתחילו לעשות את המשכן. So, ענני כבוד did not come back to עם ישראל after they left us by עוון העגל, did not come back to us until we started to build the משכן. Now, when do we started to build the משכן? He said, ומשה ירד ביום הכיפורים. משה רבנו came down the third time from הר סיני, on Yom Kippur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odem Salah Tikhid Barikha, on Yom Kippur, ויקל משה את כל עדת בני ישראל, when was it? מחורת יום הכיפורים, next day, ומחורת יום הכיפורים, ויקל משה וצבע על מלאכת המשכן, וזה היה ביוד א' בתשרי, הוא כתיב, והעם הביאו אליו עוד נדבה בבוקר בבוקר, and the מדרש said, לשני ימים, הרי יוד ג' בתשרי, they brought all what they need for the משכן, in 2 days, and יוד א' בתשרי נטלו כל חכם לב משה את הזהב במניין ומשקל, he told them what to do, ובתדבב התחילו לעשות, 15th תשרי, which is חג הסוכות, they started to build the משכן, as משה רבנו told them, ואז חזרו ענני כבוד. That's when ענני כבוד came back to עם ישראל, תדבב בתשרי, which is חג הסוכות. ולכן אנחנו עושים סוכות בתדבב בתשרי. That's why we do the סוכות when? Only בתדבב בתשרי. Why? Because that's when ענני כבוד came back again to עם ישראל and stayed with us the whole 40 years. For such ענני כבוד, we have to do remiss. We have to do zikr ענני כבוד, we have to sit in the sukkot. But for the first ענני כבוד that we got when we left Mitzrayim, those ענני כבוד left us after עוון העגל. So it's not כבוד to do zikr ענני כבוד that they left us because of our sins. That's why we have to wait until the second time ענני כבוד came back, which is תדבב בתשרי, חג הסוכות. That's when we do זכר לענני כבוד. That's why we sit in the סוכות. That's what the Gaon מבינה. It was a seer. Interesting. Based on this, I saw here the חתם סופר, in דרשות חתם סופר, in חג הסוכות, דף נון גימל, he explains here, he said, למאן דאמר, ענני כבוד היו, now we understand, מדוע אנשים פטורות ממצוות סוכה. How come ladies are פטורות from מצוות סוכה? Why? Hello, גם הם היו בתוך ענני כבוד. אף הם היו באותו הנס. They were also surrounded by ענני כבוד. Same when we are חייב to sit in the sukkah, they also חייב to sit in the sukkah. But he said no. אך לפי זה ניחה. כיוון דעניין ענני כבוד שפלת החוטאים בעגל, וכשמחל להם הקדוש ברוך הוא ביום הכיפורים חזר וכללתן הענן, על כן עושים אז סוכות. אבל נשים לא פלתם הענן מעולם. So he said, we do not do זכר לענני כבוד that we got right after we left Mitzrayim. Why? Because those ענני כבוד left us because of עוון העגל. אלא, we do זכר לענני כבוד that came back again by the תדבב בתשרי, חג הסוכות. But he said, this applies only to us, the men, that we did עוון העגל, but ladies did not do עוון העגל. פסוק said, ופרקו כאן זמי זהב אשר באוזניהם. כן? Everyone, they collected the jewelry that the ladies have by force. Grabbed it out of their hands, they grabbed it out of their fingers, all the jewelry that they have, and they gave it to the Aigel. That's the men. But the ladies did not do Avon Aigel. So for them, Anani Kabod never left them. Since that Anani Kabod never left them, so and we are doing Hag Sukkot when? But it Vav Betshrei. That's when the second time Anani Kabod came to us. That's for them, for us, for the men. But for the ladies, Anani Kabod never left them. it was with them when they left Mitzrayim and stayed with them the whole 4 years. So if that's the case, they were supposed to do Sukkot and Chag HaPesach. But the Torah doesn't want to mix us up. Ladies, they have to do Sukkot Chag HaPesach. Men, they have to do Sukkot Tzvav Etrei and Chag HaSukkot. So that's why the Torah said Nashim are patur from Sukkah. From such a Sukkah that we build in Tzvav Etrei, ladies, they don't fit in such a Sukkah. Why? Because such a Sukkah, we got it only when we got back on Nikabod because of Avon Aigel. But ladies never did Avon Aigel. So for them, nothing special about Tzvav Tishrei. For us, the men, special about Tzvav Tishrei, that's when we got back on Nikabod. That's why for us, we have to sit in the Sukkot Tzvav Tishrei. But for the lady, they're patur from such a mitzvah. Such a mitzvah, they're patur. If they want to be hayab, they're going to be hayab from right Nisan. From Nisan, they should sit in Sukkot. But in Chag HaSukkot now, nothing special, nothing changed by them. That's why for them, ladies are patur from Sukkot. That's what HaTam Sofer explains. Beautiful, based on the Gaon Mivilna. Now, the problem is, if what we're saying is true, now what's going to be with the Leviim? Leviim, they did not do Avon Aigel. Are you going to tell me that Leviim are patur to sit in the Sukkah? Why? Because based on what I just told you, that the whole purpose of sitting in the Sukkah and Tetvav Betshre and Chag HaSukkot, that's only because Anani Kabod came back to us again by Chag HaSukkot. But for the ladies, did nothing special about Tetvav Betshre because Anani Kabod never left them. So Leviim also, same thing. The old Leviim also. Mi l'ashem elai v'yasifu elav kol b'nei Levi. Ha'omer le'abivu l'mo lo reiti, v'et yachav lo kir, v'et banav lo yada. Why? Ki shamiru umratecha ubriticha yinsoru. The Leviim, they never did Avodah Zarah. So based on what we say, Leviim also should be patur from Sukkot. That's why the Torah said, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yishevu b'Sukkot. The Torah said, the Gemara said, we read in the beginning, ezrach ze ezrach. כל האזרח, לגמרי לרנס, כל האזרח לרבות הקטנים. קטן שאינו שרח לימו, he has to sit in the sukkah. But based on what we said, we could explain, כל האזרח בישראל, the Torah is coming to tell me that since that we came back to conclusion that why we sit in Chag HaSukkot בתדבב בתשרי, to remember the second time that Anani Kabod came back to us, so based on this, Levin should be patur. Same way Nashim are patur. Leviim also should be patur. That's why the Torah said, "Kol ha'ezrach b'Israel, kol coming to include also the Leviim. They're also hayav to sit in the sukkah. Kol's coming to include kol bal rabot. Bal rabot who? The Leviim. That's what they could also say. Kol Rashi Tibot Kohanim Leviim. Kohanim Leviim. They also have to sit in the sukkah. But now the problem is, since that kol also the Leviim, that for them nothing special about the Tvav Betshrei." And the Torah said, also the Leviim, they have to sit in the Sukkah. So now, we said, that's why the Torah said, Kol ha'ezrach le'osit ha'nashim, Nashim are patur. That's what he said. He said, the Leviim, we thought, the same thing, same halachat applies to Nashim, applies to Leviim. But since that, the Torah came and taught us that the Leviim, they have to sit in the Sukkah because of the extra word Kol, now I would have thought, since that the Torah was Merabed the Leviim, they also have to sit in the Sukkah, even though for them nothing special in Tetvav Betshrei, I would have thought ladies are also Hayab to sit in the Sukkah. That's why the Torah said again, Ha Ezrach Le'osit HaNashim. Ladies are Patur. The Gemara asked, I don't need the Pasuk. Why? Because Mitzvot Atesh Hazman Gerem Anashim Peturot. But they said, you're right, Mitzvot Atesh Hazman Anashim Peturot. But here we have extra the mood to include the Leviim. Leviim, they have same halakha with the ladies. Same with the Leviim, that we have extra limut. Kol ha'ezrach lerabotet ha'leviim and kohanim. I would have thought ladies are also hayab, even though Mitzvot Atesh Hazman Gerem, we have extra ribui, extra limut here, yeah. That's why the Pasuk said, ha'ezrach le'osit ha'nashim. Ladies, even though we included the Leviim, ladies are patur. That's what we say. Now, based on this, we could say, now, if you start to do some calculations, let's see how many days the Am Israel, the men, forget about the ladies, said the men, how many days the Am Israel they sat in Anani Kabod from the time we left Mitzrayim until we did Avon Aigel, which is Yudzayin Tammuz. After Avon Aigel, what happened? Where did we live? There was no Anani Kabod. Anani Kabod left us. Where did we live? We built Sukkot Mamash. Obviously, we built Sukkot Mamash. So it means we built Sukkot Mamash from Yudzayin Tammuz until we started to build the Mishkan, Tetvav Betshrei. And after Tetvav Betshrei, we started to build the Mishkan, and Anani Kabod came back to us and stayed with us the whole 4 years. Now, let's make some calculations. How many days עם ישראל sat in סוכות ממש, that means between י"ז בתמוז until ט"ו בתשרי, and how many days we sat in the first ענני כבוד that we got from the time we left מצרים until י"ז תמוז. So let's start from where? Let's start from the time we left Mitzrayim. When did we leave Mitzrayim? ט"ו בניסן. Now from ט"ו בניסן, the month of Nisan has how many days? Has 30 days. Now we have the other 30 days of the month we left ט"ו. Until the end of the month, you have 15 days. That's 15 days from Chodesh Nisan. And you have Chodesh Iyar, you have 29 days. And Chodesh Sivan, 30 days. And we have 17 days from Chodesh Tammuz. How many days altogether? You have 15 plus 30 plus 29 plus 17. Add them up altogether. They add up to 91. So 91 days we sat in the Sukkah. From when? From Tedvav Benisan until Yudzayim Betamuz, that we had actual Anani Kabod. That's 91, exactly Gematria of Sukkah. Sukkah, Samech, Vav, Chaf, He, Gematria how much? 91. Samech and Chaf is 80, Vav and He is 11, 91. That's Sukkah with the Vav. But after that, from Yudzayim Betamuz until Tedvav Betshre, when we got again on a Nikabod, we sat in Sukkot Mamash, regular Sukkot we built, and we sat in it. How many days are there? Now we have what? Now we have 12 days until the end of month of Tammuz, between Shab'asar and Tammuz, until 29th day of Tammuz. Tammuz has 29 days. Yeah, 12 days. Plus, Chodesh Ab has 30 days, and Chodesh Elul has 29 days, and you have 14 days from Chodesh Tishrei, 15th, we got back on a Nikabod. So we have how much? We have 12 from Chodesh Tammuz, plus 30, plus 29, plus 14. Add them together, get 85. 85, Gematria, Sukkah without Vav. Samechaf, 85. That's Sukkah without Vav. It means we sat in Sukkah without Vav, we sat 85 days. That was Sukkot Mamash that we built. Because we didn't have Anani Kabod. Anani Kabod left us. The first 91 days, Sukkah, full Sukkah with Vav, that we sat in Sukkah, which is Anani Kabod. And that's what Hakim tell us. That's why the Pasuk said, בסוכות תשבו שבעת ימים, כל האזרח בישראל ישבו בסוכות, למען ידעו אתכם, כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל. He said, now when we build Sukkot, what kind of Sukkot do we build now? Do we build Anani Kabod? We don't build Anani, we build Sukkah Mamash. Regular Sukkah. So for Sukkah Mamash, we said, how many days Am Israel sat in Sukkah Mamash? Gematria Sukkah, 85. That's Sukkah Hasir. It's not complete Sukkah. That's why the Torah said, Basakat Teshevu Shabat Yamim. You should sit in the Sakat to remember the Sakat that you sat between Shabbat Tammuz until Tetvav Betshre. Basakat Teshevu, Kol HaEzrach B'Israel, Kol, Leviyim, include Leviyim, exclude Nashim. כל הזה ישבו בסקת, יסרים לרגלה סוכה, נתן לנו נכבוד, נאו יסרים. Why you should sit? למען ידעת לכן, כי בסוכות יושבתי את בני ישראל. I let you sit in the סוכות, סוכות ממש, סוכה ודבב, between תדבב בניסן when you left מצרים, until 17 בתמוז, when you did עבון העגל, you sat on a נכבוד. And from תדבב בתשרי, until the end of the 4 years, you also sat on a נכבוד. That's why also the Torah said you could also squeeze it in. Sukkot or Shabbat in Israel. Sukkot plural. I let you sit in two types of Sukkot. You sat in Sukkot, which is Sukkot Mamash. That's between Shabbat Tammuz and Hag Sukkot. And you also sat in Anani Kabod. That's from the time you left Mitzrayim until you did Avon Aigel. So you sat in two types of Sukkot. That's why you should sit in regular Sukkah, which is not Anani Kabod. We built Sukkah from regular, what we built today, Sukkot. That's where you sit in regular. Basakat yeshivu shabatayim. That's the Sukkah Hasira. You know why? Ki basukot yeshivatayim. I let you sit in two types of Sukkot, but you cannot sit in the Sukkah of Anani Kabod. You have to build regular Sukkah. That's what the Torah said. Basakat yeshivu shabatayim. That's what Hakim tell us. Why? Because to remember the miracle that Kadosh Baruch Hu did with us, Zikr l'Anani Kabod, that we sat in two types of Sukkot. Sukkot of Anani Kabod and Sukkot Mamash that we sat. That means the whole mahloket between Rabbi Akiba and Rabbi Eliezer, that was why we sit in the Sukkot, to remember what? To remember Anani Kabod, or to remember the Sukkot of Mash that we sat in? That was the Mahloket. One Hakam said, you have to remember the Sukkot of Mash that we sat in, And when Hakam said after remember the Alanika Bud, we sat in there, but really everyone agrees that we had Sukkot Mamash and we had Alanika Bud also. But that was the mahlokah between the two. And there's also what to say, but it's enough now for us. It's enough now for us. But Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us all the bracha. We should say when we're sitting here, Hashem Zakenu Shem Besukkot Arosh Leviatan, Vivat Mashiach Zakenu, Rabbi Aminu, Amen Vamen. Rabbi Hanan Manakshu Omer, Zakosh Baruch Hu, Zakot Israel, Fichach. Rabbi Hanan Zakosh Neymar.